Cheers to life. I know it's raining outside. I literally almost, like, in fact, look, I missed it just like by the whiskers because, I mean, that rain would have brought me. But I like it when it rains. Good morning, Lagos. 8 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour and this is What's Up, Lagos? Now, this is where Lagos's best conversation resides, and you know it. 2 hours of non-stop great conversation. Very engaging, very exciting to ease you into your day because you know what? You start off the day with news, and sometimes news is not really great because, you know, a little bit of negativity in the news these days. But, you know, we don't talk too many serious things. We try to, you know, talk about the serious things, but in a not so serious way. And yes, today we might just have some serious talk later on at 11 o'clock. But we start off the show with Sound Off. We sound off on social, economic, political, and every kind of, you know, issue that affects you and me. Things that you are thinking about, things that you have been talking about. But we help you to talk about it and we put it out there in the safest possible way. My name is Mary Anacon, welcoming you to the show this morning, Lagos. How you doing? Take it to Lagos, to Lagos. So right after our sound off this morning, we'll go into our musings for the day. And right after that, we will be talking about inmates awaiting trial and the congestion in Nigerian prisons. We'll be having a lawyer join us in the studio whose duty it is to try to see how she can help the prisons to decongest it. Now, if you have been following the news, you know that the Minister of Interior has been complaining about how much they have to feed these inmates and they might just be pulling out or pulling the plug. We'll talk about those and more on the show this morning. Once again, Lagos, welcome to the show.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, this is Sound Off. I want to sound off this morning on something I have been seeing on social media that quite has broken my heart. And this might not be the first time we're talking about, you know, child endangerment and child abuse. And this seems to be, you know, surfacing on the news every other day. Sometime this week, a woman was arrested alongside her husband for using a pestle to hit a baby girl's head, broke her fragile bones. She has deep cuts all over her body. And from the information we've gotten, this child has not been sent to school. So obviously her rights have been impeded. And this goes to all those people who send their children off to, you know, live with an aunt or an uncle or a family friend or sometimes somebody you don't even know, but is paying you money and promising you that, you know, they'll send your child to school, they'll take care of your child. And sometimes a lot of people would say, I hear people saying that now in their minds, well, it's not everybody who's able to take care of their children, so don't have too many children. Have the ones you can take care of, because this is what happens to your child when you're not there. This child was bitten by this woman. They used a pestle, you know, mortar pencil. Let me say it in pidgin. Yes, they used it to hit this. This child is not up to 7 years, if I'm not mistaken. I'm looking at the videos right now. This child's face has been bitten so badly, it looks like she just came out of a boxing competition. I kid you not. I'm not exaggerating. I will retweet them. Go to my Twitter handle and you take a look at these videos. She bit this child so bad, she has cuts and bruises all over her body. She's used this pestle to hit the baby and broke her fragile bones. Now, she and her husband have been arrested, of course. They're being held right now at a police station close to them. Now, these people, it's not written on their faces that they're terrible people or they're demonic people or that these are people who would hit children. But as parents, we need to do better because, you know, the truth is, if it's not your child, I mean, there are people who do this to their own children, just so you know. But the highest percentage of these children who are, you know, experiencing this endangerment and battery are children who have been sent to live with people. Maybe because their father, their mother is unable to, you know, foot their bills, unable to feed them, unable to send them to school. And so that's why they found themselves in this position. But if you want to see the video, please, guys, go to my Twitter handle, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O on Twitter. It's a horrific thing that's being done to children. And this is the only one that's been seen, that's surfaced on social media. Several other children are suffering this same plight. The next time you want to send your child out because you want them to better, because I don't understand why you bring a child into this world and you don't want to work for that child, but the child is now the one who has to work for you. I don't want to understand. I think I would like to, but I don't want to. Because the number of children who are being, you know, endangered every single day is on the up and up. And we can no longer stand by and allow these things to happen. You were a child. Even if you were subjected to those kinds of things, you shouldn't let your children be subjected to that. We need to do better as parents, as wards. And you, that person that they're giving the child to, you think that you're going scot-free because you're doing whatever you're doing. And people are not seeing you. I also blame the neighbors. I also blame the people who know these people, who know the children that are living with these people are suffering some kind of endangerment and battery and not saying anything. You're all to be blamed. Because I've heard somebody say, well, so-and-so person did this to, his wife or her husband, and we had to report them. Why are you not reporting about the children? When you see a child that is of school age and is not going to school, why are you not reporting? There's children affairs. I think there's a child department in every Ministry of Women Affairs, I guess, if I'm not mistaken. Find out and report, please. If you can't go to the Women Affairs Department, please go to the police. Look at this child. This child looks like he just had a boxing competition with Floyd Mayweather. And we cannot allow our children to continue to go through this. How do you use a mutter? How do you use a pestle? I beg your pardon. On a child's head, that child could have died. Thank goodness somebody was able to rescue this baby and take her to the hospital. How many more children have died in this kind of condition? As you go about your business today, as you do whatever you're doing, think about children today, and think about how you can better their lot as opposed to reducing them to this kind of endangerment. And that sound off. Still, what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info? 17 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anna Cohn, welcoming you to the show. 2 hours of non-stop great conversation, excitement. But let's start our musing this morning. If, for example, all the borders across the world were thrown open by chance, no more borders, all you need to do is show your passport and identify yourself and you can get in. You don't need a visa. What country will you be going to first? Imagine it. No. Let it sink. Imagine if all the borders across the world, north, east, south, west, everywhere, just said, oh, we don't need visas anymore. Just show up and show your passports and we'll stamp it and then you're going. You know, you're going in. I mean, where would you want to travel to first? Imagine. Think about it, though. Think about it. Allow your emotions to run wild this morning. What is the one place, or where is that one place that you would want to go if the borders were open to you? If they opened the border for free, which is the first place you would think of going? And why? Because you can't just say, I want to go to Bermuda Triangle. Why? Why? I mean, for some people, I've heard somebody say, oh, I watched the movie Crazy Rich Asians and I flew to Singapore. I went to every single spot that I saw in the movie. That's somebody. Before you, I want to hear, if the borders were thrown open today, where you'd go? 0700-993-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. These are for those who love to travel and those who just, you know, travel for fun, or those who want to run away. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. And if you're a lady, 01465 7190, you could join the conversation on WhatsApp. We're also on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. That's 99.3 on Twitter. We would like to hear from you. If you were given an opportunity to fly anywhere in the world, where would it be? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
That's the life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tammy, calling from Third Mainland Bridge.
Ah, Tammy, what are you doing on Third Mainland, eh? Is it traffic?
I'm late for an appointment, but don't tell anybody.
Ah, I have done it again.
Hey, it's not my fault. But secondly, let's focus for today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, mine is Singapore. I was like, why did Mary have to be Singapore?
Are you serious?
Yes. Aww. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I want to go and eat at all the Michelin star street food, you know?
Oh, yes, I know. I know. But that's also the same thing for Japan, for Indonesia. Like, there's a lot of street food in Asia, actually, generally, Asia.
The ones that have Michelin star. I was like, It's street food. So I'm going, street food, yes. But
yeah.
Michelin star street food. How? That's what I want to go eat. That's just eat there.
How soon are we going, please, so I can pack my bags?
Let's plan it.
Okay, darling. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we're asking, if the borders were thrown open today, I mean, think of it, open border for free, which country will you first think of going? As in, you just pack your bags. You're not even... Where are you going? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Mary, I'm the action lady.
Mr. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Quick one. I have two countries in mind.
But which one will come to your mind first?
Eh?
Which one will be the first one?
I wish I can travel by road, though, because, you know, I don't fear aeroplane. You know, I'm a bushman. I don't enter aeroplane. And since then, I vow not to enter aeroplane anymore.
You break
but I can enter ship. If ship can go to that country, I can drive by road with my Gura, Botswana, and Ethiopia.
Oh, Botswana is beautiful. I must tell you, loads of meat, great beef in Botswana. You're going to love yourself when you're there. You add some meat.
Miriam.
Yes.
As if you know what's in my mind.
Okay.
Botswana, Ethiopia. You know, at the airport, when I see those Ethiopian girls where they serve food inside.
Okay. It's woman that you are going to look for in Ethiopia.
Hey, well structured. So, if I can go there by road, right? Or by ship, I'm good to go. But anywhere you plane, Mbano, count me out.
I will put you in plane. We will just give you injection. You will sleep till we
reach
there.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chris, thanks for calling. Well, I must say, the Ethiopian ladies are so good looking. Have you seen the Eritrean ones? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. They are gorgeous, by the way. Shout out to all the Ethiopian ladies and the men too. Okay, and Botswana. Botswana is... Oh, a beautiful, beautiful country for those who haven't been. All right. Well, we're talking travels today. If the border was open for free and all countries are saying, no need for visas. No.
If the leader is not informed, he's bound to be deformed.
All right. We got to go for this break. Happy workplace section.
All right. It's still What's Up, Lego. Oh, yes. Yes, she stepped out and I stepped in. Don't let anybody know that we are stepping into each other's space. All right. Yes, it's still What's Up, Lagos. It's 29 minutes past the hour of 10. Yes. Lovely, lovely day to be alive. And by the way, that's not even what I want to say. I want to talk about, I talked to my mom and she's telling me how she was originally a Basi. My mom.
You are fang. Yeah, I cannot believe this.
My mom.
Straight, you are doing this.
Doing what? Doing what?
You are fangirling Basi.
No. My mom said.
Marianne should be the person saying that she's.
Marianne, she's Dukoko. She's Dukoko. She can't try me.
Dukoko Basi.
No. So my mom from my mother's side, I didn't know about this part. There's a Basi in our family. So there's a Basi. in our family. So Marianne is coming back to continue what. That's a Basi in my family from my mother's
side. He's trying to fangirl Basi. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
What is Inokpo?
That's expensive light.
What are you call?
He said Inokpo. That's expensive light.
No, no, Inokpo. That's a thief. She's calling me a thief. What are you call?
Those also.
Abriye.
How? This is what Ukwa was saying. You like to claim relationship.
My mother.
When that girl, Mama, we were selling Mama Puss on the streets of Kaba, did you know her?
Do you know where they live?
He said,
hey! Ejeli. They live in Eyeri. They live in Eyeri in Calabar. So let me tell you, so the relationship is not me. I'm not saying I am related to her. I'm saying from my mother's side. My mom just told me now, not less than 8 minutes ago.
Brother, you can lie.
That's why I was late to come here.
Ah.
I made this call now.
Just get out of this. Stop coming here to lie. See, out. Use the door.
If I'm lying, may God in heaven. God in heaven.
You're fangirling someone. Nigerians.
No.
I'm
really
sorry for you.
I said I am
sorry for you. Anybody should be talking about being a Basi. It's me and Marianne, actually.
Come, keep quiet.
No, Marianne is Marianne.
I'm Feta Basi now.
Marianne is Marianne Duke Okon.
Basi.
No, there's no Basi in my name.
Exactly.
But we're close cousins.
Coco.
My sister, I don't just like
No, we're close cousins. Basis and Dukes. No. Okay, let me tell you, my forefather, if you go to Kaba, no, I'm not related to Hilda.
Whatever you want to
I'm
say.
I'm not related to Hilda.
So why are you talking about her?
But we're saying the same thing.
We're not saying the same thing.
It's paying you. There's no Basi in your lineage.
I know my mother is my mother.
Oh, your mother has changed from
being... My mother is my mother.
Being from Sudan.
Where's my mother? My mother... No. Let me tell you something, man. The way you...
Your mother, they change nationality every week.
Your parents shaming me.
Why are you not talking about his mother?
Don't talk about my mommy like that.
Why are talking down on my mom?
Why point my mother?
Okay, Lagos, these crazy people have come back to scatter our gist. Anyway,
what were they even talking about?
Look at them. So, we've been talking about all the places we want to travel to.
Can you imagine?
Apparently, they just, if we just woke
to,
up.
I want to go to Basi.
Basi Island.
Basita.
There's a place called Basi Duke in my place, so you can go to Basi Duke.
Please go and say what you have to. Don't mind me.
Anyway, we're asking Lagos.
I'm just too
If the borders were open for free, and you were to pick a place to go, where are you going? So everybody has... Somebody called me and said he wants to go to... what's it called? Botswana for the meat and Ethiopia for the girls.
Botswana?
Yes.
If the borders were open, you are thinking of girls.
I don't understand. Is it your girls?
Tfiakwa.
Hey.
States.
Yes.
I'm leaving this country to the other states. Yeah. I'm tired.
That's somebody who's focused. She has a reason. This is I say you because of girls.
Tired of this country.
She's running away from this country because the inflation in 22.2% in Nigeria. She'll go to the other state.
Go to the big hat.
Straight. Big hat. Straight.
What's Nigeria?
And such a problem. Straight. They said they want to throw nuclear.
I want to say something that can make me be sacked on this show, but I will
say it. I dare you.
Don't dare me.
Don't say so. I
want to say that this girl is crazy. She's thinking like somebody from.
From where?
Don't use your head.
I'm finished saying it.
She has said it too.
0700 993 993 993 0700.
They open Nigeria, but I'll close it.
It's still closed.
Where people go to where? This country. See, when they did campaign for us, they finished campaign. They showed us what we're going to see. Apollo ran away from Shege took his place. Now people are complaining. Nobody's going anywhere.
That's why we're talking about where we're going.
You can't go anywhere.
Going our mind.
Let it be your mind. Border. Nobody's going anywhere.
Let's just breathe. Leave us alone.
I'm not bothered.
Because there's no border.
Yes.
Chuma, they are coming for you.
Go to where?
0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please shout us
up,
radio.
Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, prophetess of the prophet.
Hello, sweetheart.
Yeah,
prophet.
The prophet and the prophetess.
Hello, sweetheart prophet.
My son always in midst of the prophetess.
Hey, my loving mother that doesn't give me money.
Hello, Abby, thy name.
That's only God, you say that, too.
Okay, I would like to travel to Egypt.
Egypt.
The second one is Israel.
Israel?
Why?
Then India. Then India. If you go to Egypt.
No, I'm not. Egypt is my hometown.
No.
Aigbe. What does Benin Egypt
have? No, the Benin migrated from Egypt. That's why they say.
They have come.
Yeah, that's why with some of our language, I have the Egyptian language.
Hey! Okay,
I'm about to talk about Egypt. Yeah, it's an
Egyptian
language.
Okay, it's a good language. It's a very good language. Yes.
And that's why Jesus Christ came there, because
it's language.
We are the second citizens of Jesus Christ.
Hey!
Hey! Ah, he's a good
language.
Hey.
Lamba number one.
Hey, Aigbe.
Okay,
so prophetic Lamba.
Egypt. She's going to Egypt.
Egypt is
The language is the same.
Language.
Yeah, the language is the same. Exact same language.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Good morning.
Good morning, Miriam. Morning.
What's your name?
First time caller.
Yeah.
I would love to travel to Australia.
Australia, you spend 2 days.
Two days, you are still flying. You don't know where you are going.
No, they said it's very far. That's why I want to go there.
What are you running from? What's your name first?
I'm from Nigeria. Yeah, this is Mercy from Akute.
Mercy from Akute. Okay, even where you are in Lagos is far.
And you're running away.
Exactly. I'm tired.
The ticket alone is 2.7 million.
No, it's free now. It's free.
Ticket to Fatu.
No, it's free now.
So
it's
the border
free.
Is free. Okay.
They will open the border for me now.
Which border do you have with Australia?
I will go there. I just want to see the distance.
Okay, you just see the distance, then you come
there,
back.
I'll go to the moon.
You don't go to where?
To the moon. That is not free. No border.
This one wants to leave this world.
This world is not my own.
If heaven is not my home, today can be.
Daddy
Moon.
Church, where did you come?
It's from India. Egypt.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
I like how you sang the good morning, good morning.
Yeah, this is Franklin. I'm calling you from Lakwa in Ikojubeki.
Franklin, it's Lakwa that you're calling with so much tushness.
It's
the traffic you enter,
Lakwa is coming.
We have GRA here.
If you are coming from Lakwa to VI, you have to stop at Beradesoya to eat.
We are going to have our own airport. Yeah, our own airport.
Hey,
To the airport from here, it will take you like 3 hours.
You let it be you. which country would you want to go to?
I would like to travel to Belgium. You know
Belgium,
why?
You want to go to Tokobomoto?
You know why?
Why?
They have over 450 brands of beer in Belgium.
Motivation. This is a motivational speaker.
You know, it's good to be a connoisseur.
Yes. You want to go and get your bearing right, right?
To be a connoisseur.
Yeah. He wants to go and get his bearing right.
Okay, your bearing. Well done.
Yes.
He says he's a connoisseur.
Yes.
He's going to be a good connoisseur.
Yes, I can't bear it.
Google that word.
I can't bear it.
Because it's unbearable.
Yes, you go and get his bearing right. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, this is Wale from
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lutan?
Wale, goodbye.
You see, PSCN has taken your phone line.
All right, we got WhatsApp messages. Let's read some of the WhatsApp messages.
Feta
has been very sharp to go and look for connoisseur. So she'll tell us how it's pronounced. Yeah, pronounce it.
Connoisseur.
Anyway. We tell you I enter in.
Like I gonna sue her.
I'm gonna sue her. Gonna sue her. Hey.
Gonna sue for you.
Okay. Let's go to WhatsApp. This person says, "What's up, Lagos? This talk make me remember that hit song. I want to go home. I'm from
I
Akwa
Ibom. I want to go home.
I'm from Akwa Ibom. Akwa Ibom, my yaya.
It's a mountain from here to
Ero. I don't know what that means.
Anyway, for your he life. Said that it's like Marianne is from there. I remember it's Akwa Ibom Ayaya by Mish.
No.
That oh, it's song Mish, too yes, sweet. Yes,
die.
Yes.
Please play this jam, friend.
I'm their close cousin. We're cousins.
We have started.
Akwa Ibom and Cross River are close cousins.
You cannot,
stop.
They
you
share the state. Your state is as far away as Lagos State from it.
Hi.
Is it because Basi wants something that my cousin?
Hey, yo.
Nonsense.
Please tell me your state and your Akwa Ibom, how are they close?
I don't have a state. The state I'm in now is a state of confusion.
Stop now.
Stop what?
Let's do this too.
Which way are we doing this?
Patrick from Ogba says, I'll frankly settle in France because I've been in love with the Paris structure. But if them change mine now, Miami, I go.
Hey, Oshé. This is a choppy boy. Say choppy boy.
They are watching all this Miami Vice. You think it's like that?
He wants to just go and sit by the beach and feel, you know, don't feed his eyes.
Yes, nakedness.
Shola says, what's up, Lagos? I'll run back to Nigeria for the simple fact everyone will be leaving and I and few smart ones will embezzle what is left of the country.
Ah, yeah, the problem of this country. Look at,
where is he now? Where is he now?
He's Shola. A Nigerian number to tell me that
you will run back to Nigeria. You think Calcutta is not Nigeria?
Where are you?
Where are you at the moment?
The moment.
He might be in his state.
The moment.
He's not in Nigeria. He's in his state.
Okay, yeah.
There's K in that thing. Moment.
I didn't know.
It's K. She's okay. Not G.
Intrusive K.
Yes.
Moment.
Shwa K.
This.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? To the Bahamas. I had them ladies got some nice shapes there.
Oh, I tell you, see them there.
Saving from the
after, look at Mr. Chris's people here. That look
after,
at them.
That was after Undo. Bahamas.
No, it's not. No. Not. After our show, bro.
Yeah, you should see. This one said, good morning, guys. What's up, Lagos? As for me, I would like to go to Canada. That's where I'm from. John Chelsea from Ajax.
Yeah, from Ajax in Canada. Canada.
Yeah, that's even London. That's Canada. Yeah. That's where you are. So that you can't even drink cold water. Talk lots of where snow of Canada hits you.
As in, you go
to Lagos. Dami Lola from Ikotun. Good day, everyone. I'd like to move to England because of the football. Move
to England or Europe.
Is it
England or London or Europe overseas?
Or United Kingdom.
So you want to move to England?
Yes, England.
You won't go to Scotland, you won't go to Wales.
It's just England.
See, Bayo say, what's up, Lagos? I would love to go to Russia. They are disciplined people and very.
I will help you to buy tickets to go. Don't go. Yes, we support and sponsor
who
you.
They will put you in.
No, don't worry.
Vladimir Putin.
They will put
will
you in.
Put you into the country. You know where you are.
Yes, but yes. But he likes discipline.
Putin.
Putin will put him in.
Putin will put you in.
Lagos. I want to apologize.
Don't lock us up. Let us lock us up, Perez.
You don't have to do that.
I don't apologize on behalf of this
girl. You don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that.
No, look at me.
That.
You don't.
Guys, I've been watching Queen Charlotte.
Do that.
I've been carrying myself now when I'm walking. My seat's like,
it's different. Like but you just removed your leg from the chair you're sitting on.
I just remembered that I'm a queen. I forgot that I'm not a queen.
Yeah, speak like Queen Charlotte.
No.
Is it important that I speak like that?
My God, she got it.
Now be said.
Is it important I speak
not
like
important.
That?
And it is not open.
My
important.
God, this, are you serious?
I'm serious. Hey, I never know that serious. I'm serious.
Oh, you guys are a mess. A total mess.
good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
God bless you.
Cheers to life. What's your name?
Charista.
In fact, if I have the opportunity, I will go.
Hey,
I will travel to Oran to go and eat fresh fish.
Yes, you owe me.
And another one. Don't forget that one.
We want to go to Oran and eat fish. Hey, Sunday,
I've run away.
Sasongo, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Hey,
Sunday say he's either go to Akwa Ibom or he go to Ondo. Anyway, they eat dog.
You don't know how to say it.
Dog.
Dog meat.
Dog. You know, in those days, they call it Lokili. That's the name of the dog in Anambra. In those days.
What do they call it in Anambra?
In Anambra. Anankota.
I'm not in the shake.
You can't run away.
Okay.
Phonetically.
Phonetically.
Yes.
Phonetically. I get it. It's okay, this guy says, interestingly, I live in Switzerland now, but if I like to leave anywhere to be a quiet bomb, to be honest, I have my reasons. Mm-hmm. I have done my due diligence and survey of the place, and I tell you, I'll leave Switzerland to a quiet bomb, and that's coming from a Yoruba boy that was born in Lagos. If I'm not able to live there, I would choose Rwanda or Gabon.
Rwanda is a great choice. Great pick.
Gabon too. They have Gari Gabon.
The land of a thousand hills. Been there many times. Beautiful place.
Did you hear what he said? They have what?
Gari Gabon. In Gabon, there's Gari.
Chai.
The type of Gari that you can chew, that is called Gari Gabon.
Who did okay, the one you? In Nigeria, you can't chew it.
The one you chew in Nigeria, chew it with a lot of force. In Gabon, it's still like they put milk inside.
Milk.
What's milk?
Or milk.
Miliki.
Milk. You know those that don't drink milk where they call it milk.
Milk.
Yes. Daddy put milk inside.
It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. 46 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. The crazy bunch in the studio excluding me. Yeah.
Back
excluding
to sender.
Who's that?
Only excusing me.
Excusing me.
What is wrong with you? May I see, let me tell you something. The way you talk to both of us.
Both, yeah. That's heavy on both.
Both of us.
Heavy. Heavy, like red letters underlined. Yeah, yeah. Heavy.
What have I done to you guys?
What have you done? You've done nothing. I remember I tell this guy, when I'm going to speak, this guy gives me a shoulder. I'm going to worry. May I go change that for you?
No, I'm Nigeria by force.
No, this Nigeria.
Your school fees cannot waste.
School fees has already wasted. Our pastors are wasted. It's worse. See, you are here now.
Pastor, no, say that thing. Pastors knowledge is wasted. Mm-hmm.
Wasted. If it's been wasted for a long time, it should be called worst.
Okay. Nice.
It should be.
It should be.
I'm not saying that's what it is.
He's not saying that is the
waste.
That is what it is.
Wasted. Worst.
Lagos, bear me witness. This is the crazy bunch.
Wasted.
Wasted. Yeah, wasted.
It's been wasted.
Worsky. Worsky is when you do it wrongly. Whatever that means.
I'm done. I am so done.
When you were serving, did you teach?
When I was serving, I'm still serving in church.
And still serving the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord.
Let your tongue has it has to be half of your tongue.
What? I think I'm tired.
We'll take one last call and then we'll go on a break. Hello, good morning.
Last call.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Hey, what's up to you? Excuse me. Pause.
Yeah, okay.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Wale, calling from Bagada.
Wale from Bagada, yes. Oh yeah, go ahead, Wale.
I don't feel the excitement. I would love to visit Jamaica.
What are you going?
Are you already using their products?
where you have this something?
Wale, are you already using their products? Are you already using their products now?
Very well.
I have dreamt their product before. I've never dreamt.
Okay. So I think before you go to Jamaica, I think it's good to practice their products, like their reggae music and their clothes. I don't know what else.
No, not just reggae music. If it's reggae, I'll go to China. I'll go to
Colors.
That's where reggae music is from now.
There's the extra thing in that Jamaica.
No, it's reggae music. It's actually reggae music. We don't know anything about what you're saying. It's reggae music. Reggae music.
Just wake up and want to cuba somebody.
Cubalism.
Globalization.
Globalistic.
And you know that in Jamaica, when they're insulting you, it's sweet.
You even like it.
Bamba class.
What's wrong with your man? Sin. Rascal. Get up. Come on.
The one that's the sweetest is when you ask your mother, Mama, where do I keep this? Put it on my head. Bust me head with it.
Wow, love it.
Come put it upon me head.
Wow.
Bust me head with
it. Amazing. Out of this world.
Oh my goodness, guys. We have to go on a break because I'm tired.
We have to go on
a break. These people, did they make me sweat?
How do you say break, though?
Break. Now you start from you raise it up.
Right.
Then the right is a diphthong.
Is it a diphthong?
You hit the
you know, straight. I'm sure that the people from the British embassy that are listening now, they don't a week say whether that is
they don't have
language. It is our language.
Who's speaking their language? I'm speaking.
What are you speaking?
What are you speaking?
What's car?
You mentioned, you said, how do you pronounce break?
Yes.
But you go the bu. The bu is raised. Bu. Then the ray is a dipton.
Is that a what?
Yeah, Lagos, we need to go.
Then you drop the
we need to. Up the mic.
You drop the.
This be streaming.
We have to go on a break. On the other side, we're talking about something serious. Oh my goodness.
Break.
Stretch needs help. We're talking incarcerations. Stay with us.
Incarceration.
All right, 5 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. I did say before we went on our break for the news that we are going to be talking about incarcerations and, of course, prisoners awaiting trial. I did mention earlier this morning also that the Minister of Interior had said that they might pull the plug on feeding certain inmates because, Stretch, how much did he say?
It costs about $1 million to take care of one prisoner in a year.
Interesting. Interesting. I'd like to give us some background because our guest is going to be joining us live from the FCT in Abuja to discuss this particular issue. Apparently, there's a story that was published in May, the 11th of May, about this issue of, you know, congestion in our prisons. Now, the Nigerian Correctional Service has disclosed that thousands of inmates in prisons across the country are without trial. The Assistant Controller General, Gimba Dambula, made the revelation on Wednesday in Abuja at a conference on decongestion and corrections administration. The official noted that as of May, 9,775,436 inmates are in correctional centers, while 52,446 are awaiting trial. Yes, he went on to say that over 70% of them have overstayed in custody due to lateness in sentencing and keeping them for more than normal time. Over 5,000 inmates have stayed more than 5 years, and over 10,000 inmates have stayed more than 1 year to 6 years without trial. Also, over 2,000 inmates have overstayed for more than 10 years in custody without getting any trial. In other words, they just threw them in jail to rot. Yes. Dumbua also added that the efforts of the Controller General, Haliru Nababa, to get the prisons decongested was hindered by delays in prosecution. The only option now by the prisons and correctional institutes is to, according to him, transfer inmates from overcrowded custodial facilities to others with available space. I do remember when we lived in Port Harcourt, at one point we went to the SARS place.
I was scared that. I thought you were going to say, I don't remember when I was in jail.
No, we went to the SARS office, the one that was off that road close to us, Nigeria Info. And they were there like, I mean, the cells, they were like sandwich. It stank.
Yes, you can't, to sit down is a luxury.
You couldn't even walk into that place.
Yeah.
The stench that came from the holding cells.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Lagos, let's talk this morning. Our guest is going to be joining us in a bit. She's a lawyer. She's working with a lot of people to try to see how they can decongest these prisons, how they can make sure that people are not just tossed into prison. They don't get their day in court. Nobody knows. There's sort of some of them that nobody knows that they're there. They were just, maybe the police were just doing, you know, a sweep and they packed people. And you know that thing of call somebody to come and take you,
mm-hmm.
call somebody to come and mm-hmm. bail you. And if you don't have somebody to come and bail you, your family members are reporting you missing, but you're in jail. That is the situation that people are facing in Nigeria today. And I want us to have this conversation. But let's start with the meal part, Stretch. You and I can banter before our lawyer joins us.
Yeah, when you see, it's called a correctional center for a purpose.
Yeah.
When you are in prison, it's not because the government just wants to be wicked. Yeah. They want to change you from whatever costs. Mm-hmm. We're not even talking about those that buses will just go by and people are picked up, standing in front of your house. Mm-hmm. They catch you, take you, and ask you to bail yourself. That is a story for another day. Mm-hmm. I'm talking someone who is actually convicted, who's put in a cell, who is awaiting trial, who has done something wrong. It is a correctional center because you go there to come out a better person. You learn a vocation. Your freedom is taken away from you to teach you the fact that freedom itself is a luxury. Mm. And you have freedom, you can move around, don't use it wrongly. So it's taken away from you and you are taught a vocation. Some people go to school. Some Nigerians are overseas in correctional centers and their people don't even know here because they're still doing some work and some of them still earn some living and they're sending back some money. So if you have a correctional center in Nigeria, are we checking anybody? Have you seen anybody that comes out of jail in Nigeria and is looking healthy, that doesn't have to go to the hospital, that doesn't look like somebody that's been through a war? And now the feeding aspect, we look at them, they are mostly, almost everybody that comes out is malnourished.
Extremely.
At the point of death, nearly. So correctional center, blip that, cancel that. Now we hear the minister say that they're going to be letting state governments take care of those in their states. For instance, if you are in Lagos State and the Lagos State government is supposed to take care.
So Lagos State is going to feed people in Kirikiri.
Feed and take care of those in your state because that's where you come in. I mean, that's where you are. But when reasons were being given, the amount, the monies they were saying they were going to save, he went as far as saying that each prisoner cost the federal government about 1 million naira a year to take care of. Maybe not only feeding, maybe the wonderful clothes and Gucci shoes they buy for them. I don't know what. 1 million naira a year to take care of one. And this was too much of a burden to be carried. Hmm. And I'm doing my calculations. I'm checking. Minimum wage is 30,000 naira. So someone earning minimum wage, 30,000 naira times 12 is 360. So if you're out and you're working minimum wage, be a gate man, maybe somebody at the lowest rung, you are 360K. But if you're a prisoner, you're costing the federal government 1 million naira, nearly 2.5 times, if not 3 times that. So something is not right somewhere. If this money is approved and definitely we know it doesn't get down, you can't tell me that someone will be fed and taken care of with 1 million naira in a year and they come out looking dead. So something is actually wrong somewhere. Our correctional centers, dead centers. Do we know who is in jail?
I'll tell you what. I was in the FCT for a security meeting and the correctional center guys showed up. At for a second, I didn't know who they were because the uniform looked really strange.
Yeah.
And so the soldier that was with me said, oh, that's former prisons. And I said, oh, great, I have questions. And so fortunately for me at lunch, one of their bosses sat next to me and so I started my journalist work. And I said, I like that you've changed your uniform, but have you changed the situation in the prisons? And he looked at me like, where's this one from? And I said, it's a genuine question. You have revamped how, you know, the face. You've done a window dressing. But how have you changed the situation? Because you're now calling it a correctional facility.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really making it a correctional facility? Or are the people still living like serious prisoners who've been abandoned?
Mm-hmm.
Because we hear, it might sound funny, but we hear people say, oh, I'd rather go to prison abroad because, you see, it's better.
It's a three-star hotel.
They have educational opportunities for you to learn, to better your life. So that when you, yes, so it's a whole 360. So when you come out, you've learned something and you can actually reintegrate into society. But can that be the case here in Nigeria? Is that even the case? When a person comes out of prison, can they get access to society again? Will they be able to be reintegrated, or will they be, you know, is there going to be that continuous people will look at them like, ah, oh, this is the next convict, mm-hmm. can be accepted into society. Not that, you know,
stigma. of sorts.
Not that there's not that stigma across the world, but then what do they have when they come out? Do they come out worse? Or do they come out better? I don't think it's a conversation just about food.
No.
Our guest is still trying to join us. She actually works with, her name is Ngozi Abafo. She is the founder of Custodial Reform Foundation. What she's doing is trying to see the cases of the people who have been there for more than they should be. 5 years, 1 year.
Yeah.
Sometimes these people have no case whatsoever. Yeah. And so she helps some
and
of
nobody
them.
Nobody has even heard.
Nobody has heard. Mm-hmm. Nobody cared to check. And that's why most of them don't have court days. They have nothing.
They just wake up and sleep.
No hope.
Nothing.
So this is her job, to find out what their stories are, see if they have files, and then see if they can take those who have court days, take them to court and see if they can expedite those actions.
Okay, and I know many people do what she's doing, but never enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to just say this. Let me just make this very as kindergarten as possible. Mm-hmm. In this company, in Kuwazubienfo, we're like one of the most organized. I'm not blowing the trumpet.
We are the most organized.
Almost organized in this federation.
Mm-hmm.
The number of people that walk in here, you know who is coming here. Guests come in every day. Everybody, we know who comes in and why you have to come in here. Are you telling me that a facility created by the federal government of Nigeria does not have mechanism in place to know why someone is in cuffs, to know why someone is sleeping in their facility, to know why a room that should contain 50 people have 300 people, to know who is there, who is not? Not to know who to say, look, you have no case, you have no file, I didn't even register you, go home. Do we need an Ngozi? Her name is Ngozi, right?
Yes, yes.
Do we need an Ngozi or many Ngozis that are around the world to take out of their time and leading resources to go and do what is right?
To do the job of the police the correctional services.
Yeah, a correctional service, I know my capacity is 1,000. And I know that one cell has 900 people. And I know that 80% don't have a file. Do I need someone to come and tell me that these people don't have a file, they have no case here? So this case, we know the judicial system, we're seeing it by what's going on in the tribunal.
Yeah.
It's slow. It's a slow process. Mm. But you see, before we get to the judicial system, there are first eight things you can do from within.
Stretch, we start with the police itself. The policing in this country.
I'm even
how organized is it? No, because they start the problem for the correctional guys.
I'm not even going police. I'm going. Police has done what I'm not. You're making it too big a story. In the correctional center, it's like saying people came for interviews here. We have 70 people, and we only have
space for two. Mm.
So 68 have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't need the CMD to come and tell us that.
Yeah, you have to look for measures on how to disperse
them. So you guys don't have any case. There's no slot for you to go on air. Go home. So it's the same thing that should happen in a correctional center. Everybody is filed. I take your name. Kuti. His pictures were there. I don't know why they should have done that or not. But they took documentation that this guy is coming here to sleep. There's a reason. So you have 87 people that have no case.
Mm.
They have no file. Their names are not there. And they are there for 5 years.
And even if they did have a file, have you taken a look at what's in the file? If he needs to go to court or not?
Well, you don't even know they are there. You don't even know they are there. You don't even know what they're there.
How is this, Stretch? How is it possible?
Exactly.
To not know that you have these people?
That's my point. That's why I'm saying let's be as kindergarten as possible. You have a facility that's supposed to take 1,000 people, and there are 3,000 people there. And every day you think it's normal. You bring them out to cut grass. You bring them out. One of them dies. You just take away and go and bury. And you think that's how life should be. And you're waiting for Ngozi to come over and tell you they don't have files? So these cases are deep. We've seen how slow the judicial system can be. The tribunal is going on. Something that could be ruled in 24 hours, it could take 2 weeks to do. Imagine what these guys are going through where they are.
And that's why we're trying to have Ngozi join us on the show to tell us exactly what she's seeing, because these things are better experience for us to paint a picture to us. Because you see, it's easy for people to tell us that you will just sit there in the studio and be talking. I always make reference to a report that one of our colleagues back in the day did about this same prison systems where people are just taken and dumped in a cell and they stay there for months and months. And sometimes, unfortunately, they pick them up, take them out, and they start shooting, and, you know, they shoot them and dump them, or they say, do you have somebody to call? Call. And this is not the modus operandi. This is not how it should be. Mm-hmm. So you're either taking the laws into your hands, and then when it's too much for you, you look for the easiest possible means of,
yeah,
you know, you just dump like, them like, in the prison
like,
system.
Like you go and report a case that there was a robbery in our area. The police comes after 3 hours and arrests boys. Are you sick? So if I stole from somewhere, they'd be there for years. So someone comes and reports his boy. He stole my phone. He's my boy. Used to sell for me. Now you take him in. Now you take that boy in and lock him up. If he's convicted for stealing a phone, he probably won't be in jail for 6 months. He's there for 4 years. No, because nobody knows anything about him. You're causing the problem for yourself. Our system needs a total and complete overhaul.
Oh.
Feta was asking
the question. We will sound like a broken record.
Which I also think is right. You call it a correctional center. Like you said, the guy said he's no longer prison. It's called correctional. We are copying things. We don't even know what to do. That's why we're having electric cars in Nigeria, for all I care.
When you don't have lights.
That's why I
have
electric cars. That's why someone is boldly coming out and telling me you're launching electric
for what? For what?
Electric. How many megawatts do you have in this country?
No. Because you know the electric cars need to be charged. Where are they?
No.
Charge stations?
It's the same way you're changing the name of a prison. Look, we have prisons. We have gulag. We have whatever you want to call it. It's worse than... We have dungeons.
We have dumping sites and dungeons.
Don't call it correctional center.
Well, we're being joined by Ngozi, finally, via telephone. Ngozi, good morning, and thank you for joining us. Ngozi, can you hear me? Good morning. Hello?
Hello, Ngozi, are you there?
Ngozi, can you hear me? Oh, dear. I don't think she can hear us. We'll try to put that call again across to Ngozi. But I think she's joined us via Zoom.
Let's see if we can get her.
I think she's joined us via Zoom. Ngozi, can you hear me?
Hello,
Ngozi. I can hear you.
Perfect. Okay, great. I can hear you now. Thank you for joining us. Can you move away a bit from your camera? You're too close to it. Just move your chair backwards a bit.
Okay.
Perfect. Great. We can have a great view.
Great.
So we've been having this conversation about how terrible the prisons, or what they call now the correctional system or services, is. And I've seen pictures and videos of what you and your foundation are doing for some of these prisoners who are waiting trial. But give us, paint a quick picture for us in 2 minutes, because we're going for a quick break. Why you chose to go on this path quickly?
Okay, I think it started by one prison visit. I visited someone, an inmate, who was in custody over a fine. He was supposed to pay 9,000. And when I asked him how long he has been there, he said he has been there for 6 months. And I'm like, 6 months? And just for a fine of 9,000, you've been here. So he had an option of fine. So what I did was to quickly run to the magistrate in charge of the matter and tell the magistrate that, sir, there's someone who gave an option of fine but couldn't meet up. So what he did was to quit. So he was so surprised. What he did was to quickly call for the inmates to be produced in court and discharge the matter. So to me, that was a turning around for me.
So
I couldn't... So
this happened in one day. You could get that man out in one day, and he had already been there for 6 months.
In one day, yes, with the help of the magistrate, yes. Because he knew we are saying it's a traffic offense, actually.
Wow.
And really? Even if he was to be convicted for that, it shouldn't be more than 3 months. So he had stayed more than he was supposed to serve the time. But he had an option of fine.
So what exactly kept him there? If he had an option of fine and he could have paid it, it wasn't like it was a lot of money.
The money was what kept him there. He could not provide the money.
So did the system then forget him? I mean, when the system, when this, so in other words, if he couldn't pay, if he couldn't, Ngozi, if he couldn't pay the fine, and the punishment for that would have been 3 months.
Yeah.
When he so if he didn't pay the fine, that means he was doing the time.
The time.
So why was he more than the time for the time?
Yes. Why did he stay for 6 months?
I think it was just forgotten. It was just forgotten.
Wow.
So that actually prompted, that move for me prompted the need to go into that place once in a while to check if there's, and with the help of the DC, they help us, if there's anyone who has been awaiting trial and has not been going to court, they are able to give us their names and then we proceed from there.
Okay, Ngozi, just stay with us. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're still talking about this. We'll let you talk for a bit and then allow Lagosians to ask you questions if there be any. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking incarcerations and, of course, the prisoners who are awaiting trial and why the system keeps forgetting these guys. We'll be right back after this break. It's illegal. Still, what's up, Lagos? 31 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We're still talking incarcerations and prisoners awaiting trial. My guest is Ngozi Abafo. She is the founder of Custodial Reform Foundation, and she's joining us live from the FCT in Abuja. Ngozi has made it her life's duty to go to prisons, find out people who are in these prisons awaiting trial, to see if they have cases that could actually, you know, be easily dealt with so that these prisoners could go home. And before we went on that break, because you were telling us about a young man who had a traffic offense and had an option of a fine, but he couldn't get, you know, to pay the fine. He did 3 months, and an extra 3 months, apparently the system had forgotten him. Now, when I started this show earlier this morning, I did give a statistics of the number of people who are in prisons right now. We have 75,436 inmates, and out of that 75,000, 52,446 are awaiting trial. And as we speak, the correctional services are saying they're going to hand over the responsibility of feeding these inmates to state governments. And you're telling me that there are better ways to decongest our prisons. Explain to me, please.
Okay, the better ways to decongest the prison is actually start by building more prisons. If you look at it, they have a long, the buildings, these building structures they have are buildings we have for ages. Most of them need to be renovated. Most of them need to be expanded. We have a population of over 200 million in Nigeria, and at least 10%, just imagine at least 10% are possibly supposed to be in the correctional center, and you have that amount of persons, and you still can't even accommodate a number of 70,000 persons. It's appalling. There is need to build more correctional service centers, and there's need to reform the centers. There's need to have a lot of documentations in the sense that feedbacks are sent to the judiciary. Yes, there is a form. There is the, according to the Nigerian Correctional Service Act, the deputy controller, the controller is supposed to send info to the judiciary where they have more than the usual capacity.
Okay.
Of which they do. That is why you have, in a year, we have what we call prison break, where the chief judge of the judiciary of a state goes to prison, and then from the list given to the chief judge, they are able to, you know, check those cases, ensure that the attorney general of state either prosecutes them or the judge himself discharges those persons outrightly. That way they discongest the prisons. Another way they should do what other things they should do is speedy trial. It's very essential.
Thank you for saying that. I'm so sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
You are a lawyer. Maybe you can explain to us, yes, the layman, why the judicial processes of making sure that these people have their day in court is so slow.
Okay. Okay, first of all, you start with the process. What's the process? For example, when someone is charged with court, you go straight to the magistrate. The person is taken to the magistrate court. Where the charge, where the magistrate does not have the jurisdiction to attend to such charges, for example, felony, they have to transfer, they do what they call binding over, they transfer the case file to the Ministry of Justice, where the Attorney General of State goes through this file and now file what they call a charge or an information in some jurisdiction to the High Court. Now, that period whereby that person is waiting for the Attorney General to file that information or the charge is what they call the awaiting trial. So you have cases like where someone is supposed to go, for example, an armed robbery case, the magistrate court does not have jurisdiction and they send the file to the Ministry of Justice. It's the Ministry of Justice who has the power to prosecute that person and send and file such information or charge at the High Court. So now, what's the period? Their period. The SCJL has a period when, you know, such should be filed. But where the delay is caused in filing that charge, then the inmates will be awaiting trial. That's when we say someone is awaiting trial. In such cases, you find people waiting for like 6 months, 8 months, 1 year, 2 years. And in cases where the charge is filed, sometimes they may not have a lawyer to defend them. So
the state does not provide a lawyer? Does our constitution not allow for that?
The state has the power to provide. They have the power to provide. They can inform civil organizations to handle this case file. The judge can also inform civil organizations to handle this case file. That is where. But you find out that in some cases, for example, we have a date today to go to court and the court does not sit. Who goes and take the date? Who's supposed to go and take the date? It's not the inmates. It is the prosecutor's duty to go and take the date. So if the prosecutor does not go and take a date, there may not be another date unless the court decides to say that case file give it a date. So when the court decides that case file give it a date, those are the instances where you see where if the judge sits and the prosecutor does not come and is not diligent, the court could just strike out the matter and discharge the...
Ngozi, sorry to cut in. Is this the same case worldwide? Why is it so manual? Why is it so manual? From what you're describing, the human input there is like 95%.
A lot.
Is this how it is the whole world? Is this how other courts, how the system is? Or is it peculiar to Nigeria?
I think this is peculiar to Nigeria and most African countries. This is actually peculiar to Nigeria and most
Okay.
Oh dear. Ngozi, are you
African countries.
Okay.
You have people also awaiting trial in other countries like Togo.
Yeah.
Yes. You have issues of Nigerians who call in and say they have been awaiting trial in places like that and they need help. So it's peculiar to most African countries. But we need an organized system whereby, for example, investigation is carried out properly. Mm-hmm. And the people that are actually supposed to be detained are the ones that should be detained.
And not those who are not supposed
according to the constitution. According to the constitution, you're innocent until you're proven guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at the stage you're waiting trial. If at the end of the day you are found innocent and you've spent 6 years, for goodness sake,
who pays for the 6 years that you spent in jail? I mean, is this
exactly
going to award you anything for the time spent?
Oh.
The state does not.
Wow.
Except you apply for it and you can prove instances where investigation has proven, okay, yes, I've spent so and so. But this is a system where such, you don't see such. Okay. Except in cases where someone has been discharged and the person is not released immediately. That is when you can actually file such applications for
It's so, I mean, just talking about it makes me, I'm so wary already from the conversation of how the process is so tedious, how everybody's waiting for, you know, one part to connect to the other as opposed to a system that should be working and the oils of the wheels or the wheels being oiled to do its job. But I'm going to allow Lagosians to join into this conversation and ask some questions and share their experiences about incarcerations and how we can better, you know, change the court systems. And I'm hoping that sometime in the future, you can bring one of your the people that you were able to get out of courts to get out of prison to come and explain, you know, the circumstance. Because we really want to know what happens in those prisons, how bad or how maybe good it has turned out to be. But let's open the phone line, 0700-993-993-993. We're talking incarcerations and prisoners awaiting trial and the slow wheels of justice in making sure that people get their day in court. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We have our guest Ngozi Abafo here on the line with us. She is joining us via Zoom in Abuja. Let's hear your questions, Lagos. Let's talk about this. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Morning.
My name is Akeem.
Akeem, go ahead. You have a question?
Yeah, I'm calling for Mushin.
Okay.
Okay. I think the government has to do a lot in this matter because I could remember there was, some years back, something happened in my street. I think, okay, there was a fight between some boys in the street and, the police were alerted. That particular day, the police did not call. The following day, we didn't see the police. I think after the fourth or the fifth day, the police now came. They were parading people. And this particular issue happened to me. Okay, I wanted to buy fuel. At the point of buying fuel, the police just come, hold me at the back of my shirt. Okay, you are one of the people that are disturbing this street. I said, okay, please, I think you can see I'm buying fuel. He said, no, if you say anything, then I'm going to hit you with this gun. Before I know, they've already packed their boys and said, get into the car. They collected my phone and drive me down to their station. Okay, wow. After some hours, they returned my phone and said, okay, call who you wanted to call to come and bill you. But where I'm driving at is this. There are some people that don't even have phone in their hand. And after some days, if there is nobody to bill them, before you know, they will land in the prison. And that's how they will be forgotten. Their family will be looking for them, nobody to ask for them. And this kind of cases, we have it everywhere, almost everywhere in the country. So I think the government has to do a lot in checking this matter.
Yes. Thank you so much, Akeem, for sharing. And you stretch, you know, we had this conversation earlier on that several people, random arrests can, you know, land you in this situation. And just as Akeem said, Ngozi, if you didn't have his phone with him, of course, you'd be a missing person.
Yeah.
His family members would be looking for him. They'd never know that he's actually in a prison cell. They'd probably think he was used for rituals or something. And so how do we even go around this situation to even begin to talk about it? Should we be looking to the police? What exactly should we be doing? Where do we even...
Well, in the case of a missing person, you have the right to report the person missing. That's one. But if a person is missing in another jurisdiction, how would they get the info that this person was actually arrested and is in incarceration?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. So that's actually coming in Nigeria.
Mm.
So... as this technology is advancing, we need to key into it. Because you find out that when you're of someone who knows you and the police is being shady, like some, not all of them, you unfortunately fall into the hands of a shady policeman, you find out that by the time you send an info on social media, someone was arrested and more than 24 hours, the person has not been released, there's no blah, 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 and it's a place like that. You find out that the police do something about it. They immediately, because they don't want something that will spoil their image.
Mm.
So social media is helping a lot. The phone is helping a lot. But in situations where you find out, in situations where these people don't have access to social media, they suffer more than those who do.
Wow.
So there is need to connect with this technology. Have records of those you're picking up. Have records of those you're picking up. Let it connect to the entire state, the entire country.
Okay.
So that if someone is looking for a relative or something, you can actually say, okay, check through the data, looking this person up.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Lagos, we're still taking your thoughts. We have about 4 minutes. We can take one more call before we wrap this up. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Go ahead.
I want the woman there to tell us the purpose of Ministry of Justice. There are so many lawyers there that are employed, big pay by the taxpayer money, and their own is to check, although the police will bring the file of any case to the Minister of Justice, we have it in the every state. Then we have the Federal Ministry of Justice. The state, what is their purpose of employing lawyers?
Okay.
And if then there are lawyer, what time the defendant right in the the court when they are sentenced to prison?
Okay, Higwe, thank you. That's a very good question. I'll take one more question, Ngozi, before you can answer both. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Okay.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? I'm calling from Ikeja.
Okay.
Can you get closer a bit to your phone so we can hear you? You sound a bit faint.
Okay, I said I'm calling from Ikeja.
All right, go ahead then.
Okay, my question is this. In a case where, because I remember a 14-year-old boy that was sent to go and polish his shoe. He came from one of the Yoruba states to Lagos. And on the wedding event, so he was sent to go and polish his shoe. Where he went, he said there was robbing and police came to raid and raided the boy. At the end of the day, the boy was missing for many years until they found out he was it. In this case, what does the police do to compensate whoever falls victim to this kind of injustice of arrest or unlawful arrest? Just this what the police do back can help the police in the image in society, don't you think so? That's what I'm calling. That's my own contribution.
All right, thank you very much. Great question, Ngozi. I'm going to let you answer both before we wrap things up.
Okay. The first one, I didn't get the caller, but I got the second one.
Yeah, the first one was asking, what's the use of the lawyers who are employed in the Ministry of Justice?
They are there in the states. They are there in the federal capacity. Yeah. I mean, they are supposed to be state-hired lawyers.
Yeah.
They should come up for those that can't defend themselves.
Can't get a lawyer for themselves, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's actually one of the last cases we had. The issue we had was the prosecutor not being diligent enough to prosecute the matter. So we had to get the court to strike it out. You cannot continue somebody when you don't have a witness, when you don't have any evidence. You're supposed to just... So we had to inform the court to strike it out. And the court, that was what court did.
Okay.
So our problem is, why should it take us this 5 years, 6 years, to get somebody out? Yes, they are employed, but when you complain to them, they tell you they have so much files, they have so much files they are dealing with and blah, blah, blah. Then employ more hands. Employ more people to do it, to do the job.
Okay, quickly, let's answer the second question because we're almost out of time. So in the case where a person has been taken,
wrongfully detained,
and for years, and these people...
A 14-year-old boy kept for years. Yes. How do you get compensation? What's the process?
Well, by vengeance, you have the right to file a fundamental right and seek for compensation at the law court. You even have the right to request for public apology for being unlawfully detained. So those are the provisions of the law. Those are the remedy.
But what are the chances? Someone. What are the chances that these compensation be paid and that the public apology you demand will be made?
If the court finds the evidence that the person was detained, the court will grant it.
Hmm. So this is, so we're talking about the because fact that, that people don't even have access to this information, because if people do, then they would probably go through.
Or maybe they don't want to go through the process, rigorous process that could also take some time.
But what's the process? How long is the process?
The process, it's just a matter of filing an NRIT in court, and then the judge will look into it. Sometimes within 6 months, 1 year, you can get judgment.
Yeah. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But Ngozi, it's been so great having you in the studio. I wish we had more time to have this conversation, but I promise we'll bring you back, and this time maybe with an inmate, a former inmate, so that we can have a more robust conversation. I want to say thank you.
Thank you for...
Ngozi Abafo has joined us from the FCT, and she does have a foundation that makes sure that they deal with the issue of extended incarceration and, of course, people who have been awaiting trial forever. She is also the founder of Custodial Reform Foundation. Ngozi, thank you so much for speaking with us on Nigeria Info. We totally appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you
so much
for coming. Well, Stretch, on that note, we say our guys. Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for being on this. Please keep it locked on Nigeria Info, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Follow us on all social media platforms and get to the YouTube. You'll be missing a lot if you don't. And subscribe. Yeah. All right? My name is Stretch Original on Instagram. Stretch Cool on Twitter. See you.
All right. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ayo. And, of course, Feta Dynamo.
Feta Dynamo.
Yes, Feta Dynamo.
On Instagram.
And you can just search for Marianne Dukokon everywhere else. Lagos, you know we love you. We'll be back here tomorrow on Wednesday. And we have something new for you. Mm-hmm. Anticipate. Bye-bye, Lagos.